All of the glory belongs to you. All of the glory belongs to you. You deserve my praise. You deserve my praise. You deserve my praise. You deserve my praise. All of the glory belongs to you. All of the glory belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve that. You deserve it. You deserve it. Oh, my hallelujah belongs to you. Oh, my hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve my praise. You deserve my praise. You deserve my praise. You deserve my praise. All my hallelujah belongs to you. All my hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All of the glory belongs to you. All of the glory belongs to you. All of my worship belongs to you. All of my worship belongs to you. You deserve it. 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 Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for that new song of praise. I know I didn't sing it completely right, but God, I know that you know that it was a song that was in my heart. And that was my worship for you this morning. In spite of the difficulty trying to dial into the call this morning, God, we had a determination to come together in corporate worship, in corporate prayer. And so you deserve the best from us, Lord. You deserve us, God, giving you our best, not being willing to give up because of a phone difficulty or conference line difficulty or sickness in our bodies, oh God, or issues at work, God. Nothing should be able to separate us from your love. Hallelujah. We should have a desire to press towards you, for you are that mark. You are that high prize that we aim for each and every single day. So honor our desire to get to you, Lord, this morning. You deserve it, Lord. You're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor, and we magnify you this morning. For we declare that this is the day that the Lord hath made. We rejoice, God, because you have blessed us to be able to see a brand new day. And so we thank you for light today. We thank you for health and strength today. We thank you for allowing us to be in our right minds this morning. For God, you have been so good to us, Lord. You deserve our worship, Lord. Our worship is for real this morning because, God, you have been so good to us. You've been better to us than we have been to ourselves. And so with hearts filled with gladness and hearts filled with praise, we enter into your gates this morning with thanksgiving. We come before your presence with praise. We're ready to thank you. We're ready to glorify you, and we're ready to worship and adore you. And so I pray that you honor our commitment this morning. As we get pressed past our comfort zones, as we have pressed past what the least that we can do. But God, we're giving you all the glory. We're giving you all the honor. We're giving you all of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, because nothing will be able to separate us from your love. Tribulations or trials or death or sickness, oh God, or despair, or those things that are above or those things that are below, God. Nothing, God, stopped us from coming together to bless your name this morning. So honor our commitment, honor our sacrifice, oh God, and bless us like never before on this day, a day that you made, God, a day that you have ordained, a day that you know our ending from our beginning, Lord. So God, bless us and walk with us all day long, and let there be a song of praise on our hearts all the day long. Oh God, it's still ringing in my heart, all of the glory. It belongs to you. Oh my hallelujah, it belongs to you. All of my praise, Lord, it belongs to you because you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be adored. You've done so much for me, God. Thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary. Thank you for dying for my sins so that I might have life. Thank you, Lord, today for rising up on that third day just like you said that you would, so that I don't have to just die to my sins, but I can overcome my sins, oh God, because you made me more than just an overcomer. Thank you for the victory, Lord, today, and thank you for your promise, Lord, today. We thank you, God, because we're going to stand upon your promises, Lord, because your promises are yea and amen for your people. We trust you, Lord, today. We believe in you, God, today. We put our whole hearts and our whole mind and our whole focus on you because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. God, the reason why we live and move and have our very being, you are God, and you are God alone. And so bless us, Lord, today, and everything that we put our hands to do. Let it be done for your glory and for your honor in the name of Jesus. Order the footsteps of your people, God, that we may walk by faith and not by sight, God. Oh, God, let us not see the traps of the enemy, God, but God, put our hope and our trust in you, Lord, that you would never leave us, never forsake us. Oh, God, that you would order our footsteps and that you would lead us through the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh, God. Oh, God, the valleys of the shadow of death may be devastating. They may be fearful. They may be scary, God, but you are with us, oh God, and not only are you with us, but your rod and your staff, oh God, they protect us and they comfort us and they keep us strong and they keep us moving and they keep us going in the right direction, Lord. And so our whole trust, our whole, oh God, faith is built on you and you keeping your promises. So bless us today. What a great day that we shall experience today in our church as we endeavor to install or elect a new general board and new elected officers in our church. And God, I pray, God, that you anoint this time of decision-making, Lord, to help us to not lean unto our own understanding, but in all our ways, acknowledge you. And we acknowledge you this morning, that you would bless our leader, our bishop, Bishop Ted G. Thomas Sr., with the desires of his heart as he endeavors to run for or be reelected to the general board for another 4 more years. What an awesome man of God, a father that we need. Put him in the hearts of men and women, oh God, that are participating in this general assembly, God. Oh God, that he may continue to be the father that we need, oh God, in this nation and in this church, God. Continue to anoint him, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, to continue to empower him and give us to pray for him, God, and to undergird him and to encourage him, God. He sows into my life. Oh, God, each and every time I see him, I thank you for his wisdom. I thank you for his strength. I thank you for his integrity. And I thank you, Lord, for his example, God. And we pray that you would grant him the desires of his heart, Lord, and bless him. Lord, I thank you for my members, God, those that you have blessed me to be able to shepherd, Lord. I thank you for allowing them to be in place this weekend, God. Oh, God, to continue to fulfill the services and continue to let the Lord use them. Oh, God, that you, so you might be glorified and magnified. Oh, God, give them, oh, God, help me to put my spirit into them, Lord. Oh, God, that they would do the things that I expect for them to do and that they will follow, God, the things that I look for them to follow. God, put my spirit in them. Oh, God, that we may continue to go higher and higher and that we may grow, oh God, stronger and stronger in you. Bless them for their sacrifices. God, bless them for their faithfulness, God. Bless them for their consistency. And God, bless them for the desire, oh God, to be great because you are a great God. And you have given us great vision, oh God, and we're going to have great accomplishments, Lord, because you are our guide. And so, God, bless us this day. Lead us and guide us and direct us, God, as we're well past our time of prayer, God. But we thank you, God, because the sexual and fervent prayer of a righteous availeth much, and men ought to always pray. Oh, God, and we are standing and living in a day and time that men ought to always be praying, God. We must call upon you, Lord, because you promised that you will answer us. And not only, God, do we lean and depend upon your promised word of hearing our calls, but, God, we speak, oh, God, and we move forward, Lord, because you have already given us the victory. You have already made us more than overcomers, oh, God, and you have already made the way. Our promises outweigh and are bigger, oh God, than our problems. So God, thank you, God, today that you are greater and bigger than anything that this world can throw our way. And we bless your name this day. Honor our commitment. Honor our time of prayer. Oh God, and bless us this day. Bless each and every single member. Bless this church as a whole. Bless our national church. We pray for our presiding bishop. Oh God, we pray for everyone that's on the general board, God, that has a desire to be reelected. We pray for Bishop Frank Otha White and Bishop Warren L.H. Winsbush, who are being emeritized. We pray for this great church as a whole, our chairman of the General Assembly, Bishop Thuston, Lord. And we pray for every single church, every single pastor, every single member, God, in the name of Jesus. And then in this call, God, before I end, I want to thank you for the brotherhood, oh God, from that came and helped me and encouraged me as I preached on Saturday. God, thank you for Pastor Cornick. Thank you for Pastor Cooley. God, thank you for assistant to the pastor, God, J. Kyle Nicholson, Lord. Thank you for Elder Darius Atkins, God. Those that came, oh God, and Elder Allen, God, can't remember his first name, but those that came intentionally, God, to encourage me, Lord, to pray for me, to undergird me while I ministered, God, at the Adjutancy Convention. Thank you for the love of brothers and sisters, Lord, who cherish me and they encourage me, and I thank you, and I pray that you return unto them some 30, some 60, some 100-fold for their seed of love that they sowed into me. And then bless my family. God, bless my home. Bless my church. Bless this day. And we give you the glory, Lord, and the honor and the praise. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen and amen.